Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
Word of God, the word of God, the word of God.
Hello, I'm Russ Clark, and I'd like to thank you for joining us today. We all know that in our lost and dying world, people desperately need to hear the gospel. But the question is, who will share this good news? The answer may be easier than you think. Unfortunately, most believers don't share their faith on a regular basis. But this trend is reversing in many churches around the world. These churches are using recorded audio messages to share the word with those who need to hear. This is one of the most powerful ways to empower your church. It's outreach made easy. To fan this into flame, I'd like to introduce you to two seasoned evangelists, Johnny Bergeson and Pat McDonald. Johnny is the founder and president of Kingdom Incorporated, and his good friend and ministry partner, Pat McDonald, is Kingdom's church growth specialist. Their combined enthusiasm for the gospel of Jesus Christ and the advancement of his kingdom is very contagious. Johnny, Pat, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you, Russ.
Yes, thanks, Russ, for having us.
It is our honest prayer that all those listening today will catch the vision that Johnny and Pat live out every day. Pat, why don't you start off the conversation with a few thoughts?
Well, I definitely want to thank you folks who are listening, whether you're the pastor, whether you're someone who's taking over the media ministry, because what we're going to discuss today is so vital. I've been involved in both training and attending training seminars on evangelism over the last probably 28, 29 years. And what we're going to discuss today is the most effective strategies for evangelism that are proven, that people are getting saved, people are being added to the kingdom. It's easy, it's something that everybody can be involved in. And I'm excited about you learning and implementing these very strategies in your church today.
As Pastor Joe Brown of the well over 10,000-member Hickory Grove Baptist Church in North Carolina is very fond of saying, when you record your message, it never ends. It goes on and on and on and on. Pat, one of my favorite Bible verses, Romans 10:17, faith comes from hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The Bible doesn't say faith comes from reading. It doesn't say faith comes from seeing, but it says faith comes from hearing, and hearing by the word of God, by hearing scripture and by hearing God's word to your congregation, God's word to your heart.
Amen, Johnny. That's so true. I mean, pastors spend so much time preparing, and how much of the lost are hearing his messages? Really, I mean, I think it comes down to it. Pastors up to this point have been not valuing their messages the way they need to. They're okay with them not having an impact beyond Sunday morning. And if they would begin to promote the idea of getting the messages out the door, they'd have an impact well beyond Sunday morning. I've heard one pastor, Ray Witherington, gave me a call and he said, Pat, a person just gave his life to the Lord from a message I had preached 20 years ago. 20 years! He could not even remember what the message was about. But here was a message that had kicked around on tape for 20 years, and the Holy Spirit led this fellow to listen to it, and it brought him to Christ. And I talked to another fellow, Lowell Mosley, who received a message from a preacher, and it was something about a spiritual journey. And he was not interested in any spiritual journey at the time, but he threw that thing in a drawer, and he went about his business for a whole year. And it wasn't until his life really, he started having problems. The alcohol was getting the best of him, and he was struggling in his marriage and so forth. When he came across that message, he thought to himself, I really should listen to this. And here, a year after receiving that message, as he was listening to that preacher, he said he had earphones on and tears began to roll down his face. And he gave his life to Christ even before that message was over. And here's a message that sat there in that drawer for a whole year. It was valued because it was on a tape and it was not thrown away, even though he wasn't ready for that message at the time of receiving it. And this is the kind of thing that can be happening across the world. Other pastors are reporting that their messages are ending up in faraway places. They're getting letters of people being saved in other countries. They don't even know how they got there. But what needs to happen is ministers need to value their messages enough to get them out the door. And oftentimes, the messages that are bringing people to Christ are not like super evangelistic either. I visited a church, Pastor Jay in New York City. He started to really promote his messages right after the service, and people began to do this. And he said, Pat, up until that point, he was only doing a few messages for shut-ins, and he began to promote his messages out to the lost, encouraging his people to carry them to the lost. And he said, Pat, people are getting saved. He said, you ought to come out to our church. And I went out there, and I interviewed two people in his church who were going to commit suicide. They were going to take their lives. And the only reason they did not commit suicide was because people in his church gave them a copy of his message. And the one lady was sharing the message of Pastor Jay that brought her to Christ. And it was something about David and Goliath. And I thought to myself, well, you know, that's really interesting, you know, because it's not always a strong evangelistic message that brings people to Christ. Oftentimes, it's just a given message that a pastor is preaching on a given Sunday morning, something to encourage the flock that can bring people to Christ, that they would just hear it. But the problem is, too many unsaved people are not visiting churches. It's hard to get the unsaved to the church house oftentimes. They have hang-ups. For whatever reasons, they don't want to attend. But it's easy to bring messages to the lost where they will hear those messages in a very non-threatening place, like their car on their commute to work or something like that. And so it's easy to bring the messages out there. And I'm excited about it because a pastor, a given pastor who loves the Lord, who wants to really feed his people and help them to live a life that honors God, might spend 10 or 15 hours a week preparing a message and really try to put together a message that's going to help their people to really love God and serve God and obey God. And when they preach that message, oftentimes there's very few people in the church that are unsaved. And so they don't see too many people get saved. But when those messages are carried out in the hands of the people who attended that service and are passed out to the people in their circle of influence that they know by name, they interact with on a daily or weekly basis. And when you arm the saints with powerful messages on CD and tape where they can carry these messages to their lost friends. You know, Johnny, it makes me think of that scripture there in Romans 10 where Paul says, how will they call on him that they have not yet believed in? And how will they believe unless they hear? And how will they hear without a preacher? And how will they preach unless they are sent? And now the average saint can carry the preacher in their pockets and pass the preacher on. And the preacher then can be heard in the cars and places of business. And they can be shared in a very personal way. See, I've just attended recently a training academy by Billy Graham. My wife and I drove down to Asheville, North Carolina. And Billy Graham and Ron Hutchcraft, they all said the same thing, that basically what's bringing people to Christ are friends leading their friends to Christ. And this is the best way to equip the average Christian to win their friends to Christ, because it's very easy to give a CD or tape. They're well-received, and they listen, and they can be brought to Christ even before they're brought to the church house. I think it breaks the heart of God that so few of his kids are willing to open their mouth to be a witness. And yet that was a very compelling command that the Lord gave us all through the Gospels. You see, the last words of our Lord coming forth that we might be his witnesses, that we might go and preach and make disciples. And you see that he's commanding all of his disciples to do this. And yet today we have so few people willing to learn how to witness, willing to really do anything to lead anybody to Christ. And consequently, you don't have people getting saved daily like they were getting saved in the early church. And what's really going to bring people to Christ is a loving confrontation with a friend. But the problem there is you try to train people on how to be a witness, and you only have 2, 3, 4% of a congregation showing up for that training. Most people are terrified of the idea of learning how to open up their mouth and to articulate the gospel. And so really, this is the easiest way to equip not just 5% of the congregation, but everybody, all 100% of the congregation. This is a way that we can equip them to be a witness, to actually make disciples. And the churches that are implementing these strategies are experiencing that kind of results. People are getting saved. Churches are doubling and tripling in size. And it can happen across the board with all churches. And so I'm so excited that whoever you are listening, whether you're the pastor or you're a lay leader, whoever you are, I'm excited about your church now because you're tuning into this. And as you implement these strategies and as you get the other leadership of your church on board with this, I'm excited because I believe that your church will experience the same results. People will begin to be a witness to their friends, coworkers, and family members. And you'll see an increase. You'll see people get saved and you'll see people being added daily to your church. And of course, that's the heart of God. He wants no one to perish, but he wants everyone to come to repentance.
I agree with you, Pat. Every message needs to be heard again and again and by more and more people. God will use it. There is a reason that God has every preacher preach every single message he preaches. And the scripture says to do the work of an evangelist. Now, what's the work of an evangelist? I mean, we know what evangelism is. I believe the work of an evangelist is to equip people to do evangelism. It's to equip people to witness. It's to equip people to take evangelistic messages. So doing the work of an evangelist includes getting people to take audio messages to people who need to hear that precise message. Encourage your people to pray and say, who needs to hear the message that was preached this week? Take a copy and share it with them. Encourage your people to always have a few recorded messages with them so that it is available when the opportunity is ripe. But you know, Pat, on a trip I just took, I gave away dozens and dozens of recorded messages. I went to a place called Dog Park, and I had my dogs with me, but I didn't have any recorded messages with me. And I wasn't really expecting to meet people at Dog Park. Yet, I did. I met a fella from Canada, just said a couple words about his dog. Went back to Dog Park a couple days later, and he was there. He remembered my dogs, my name, and I thought, you know, I'll never see this guy again in my life. Does he know the Lord? Will anyone present the gospel to him? And I thought, oh, I so wished I had a recorded message with me. I'm ashamed to admit it. I didn't have one. So I said to him, well, I may not see you again here, but I hope to see you in heaven. That was a true statement. I did hope to see him in heaven. But I knew that would open it up. I mean, he's opening the gate to leave this place called Dog Park. And I was leaving too, and I thought, there's no time at all for anything. And he says, well, I don't know if I'm going to make it to heaven. And I thought, oh, I need a recorded message to give this guy. What can I say to him? And so I said, well, why not? It's up to you whether you're there or not. All you have to do is make Jesus Lord and believe that he died for your sins and rose from the dead. And that was about all I could say to him. And I said to him, I says, you do that and I'll see you in heaven. And that was the end of the conversation. If only I had had a recorded message with me. And yet I'd given dozens of messages away. And I was feeling pretty good that, you know, I've done all this. And yet I failed to have one for that particular man who needed it. You know, Pat, we need to be ready in season and out of season to share the gospel. I mean, I had always felt I was always ready in season and out of season until that instance in Dog Park that I told you about. I mean, I tend to be an evangelist. I'm always ready to talk to somebody about the Lord. But I wasn't ready to talk to somebody that I only could say two sentences to and they would be gone forever. And that's why you need to have recorded messages with you. If I'd only brought them in my rental car, but I hadn't. And so I couldn't even say, let me go to the car to get it. I couldn't pull it out of my pocket because I was wearing some pants I was going to the park in and I didn't have it. I didn't even think I was going to meet people. I thought I was going to meet a bunch of dogs.
You know, Johnny, we all have opportunities just like that come into our lives, and we just got to be sensitive to seize them and make the most of them. Every single person could do the work of evangelism if they were equipped with a message or two. And yet, oftentimes, the price is put really high. I had one waitress come up to me, and she said, you know, I'd love to get my pastor's messages, but, you know, they charge $8 a CD in my church. And, well, quite frankly, I can't afford $8, so I don't get a copy of my pastor's messages, even though he's a great preacher. And I thought to myself, what a tragedy that is. That precious sister could have been walking out of church with not just one copy for herself. She could have been getting 3, 4, 5 copies. She could have been, you know, sharing with the other waitresses. She could have been sharing with the cook or even the owner of the restaurant or other opportunities like what you just described, but come along her way throughout the week. She could have had something to share with them, but because she can't afford her $3 or $5 or $8, whatever the church is asking for those messages, you know, oftentimes people don't get them. And I encourage pastors to stop making money a big deal. Just let people give $1 or $2, whatever they can afford. Put a donation box in the back. Don't embarrass folks and encourage them. I encourage people to do like Pastor Cook there in West Palm Beach. He actually sets a goal for his congregation. He said last year we went from 120 to 180 people. And he said, I put 250 CDs of every messages available in the back of the church right away before people go home. And I tell people, listen, I want those 250 CDs to be gone when you guys are gone. So please help yourself. Take as many as you want. You know, put whatever you can afford in the donation box to help us, you know, cover the cost on that stuff. But we want you to take them and share them. And if more pastors would do that, Johnny, less people would be caught without anything like what you just described.
You know, Pat, on this same trip I was on where I felt really bad that I didn't have a recorded message to give this gentleman at Dog Park, I did get really excited by what happened when I gave away several recorded messages to a fellow at a rental car agency. I was able to strike up a conversation with him and talk to him about he and his wife. It was so exciting what happened. I knew I wanted to give him something. So I told him that there were a couple messages that I really believed would be beneficial to he and his wife. And he says, well, when you come back, I'll let you know what we thought of those. Now, this fellow was not involved in church, and his wife had dropped out. I don't think either of them really knew the Lord. I mean, who am I to say whether she did or didn't? But I do know she was not involved in church. When I came back, he was so excited to see me and my wife, and he said, oh, it's so good to see you. He says, I have to tell you what happened. He says, my wife and I are reading the Bible together every day. And he says, we owe it all to you. Well, he didn't know it to us. He owed it to Jesus. We were just faithful to give him what the Lord had given us.
You know, Pastor Rick Menard actually got our Church Growth Power Modules a number of years ago. He was inspired to start promoting the messages. And people start taking him up on that. They start becoming very equipped to have a word in season, as you're speaking about, and fulfillment of that scripture. And they began to carry the messages out the door. And one time, one of his parishioners, Marilyn, took Pastor Rick's messages, had them with her in her car, various messages. And she was working as a nurse in the St. Johnsbury Hospital in Vermont. And her friend Judy was also a nurse there at that hospital, was asking her questions about Buddhism and things like that. And well, Marilyn didn't really know what to say. She didn't know how to be an apologetic of the Christian faith, so to speak. But she remembered Pastor Rick promoting the idea of, you know, carrying the messages. And she remembered she had some in her car. And so she ran out to her car and she picked up some messages and she gave them to Judy. And Judy agreed to listen to them. And I actually interviewed Judy after the fact. And Judy told me that as she was driving home from the hospital, listening to Pastor Rick, she wasn't going to church anywhere, but she listened to this pastor. And he wasn't preaching, again, some great evangelistic message. He was exhorting the flock in something. But she was so moved by his words that she literally had to pull the car off on the side of the road. And as she was crying, she couldn't see where she was going. And the Lord was moving upon her. And she ended up meeting then with Pastor Rick and giving her life to Christ. And now Marilyn says she's handing out the tapes and CDs everywhere she goes. And she's being a tremendous light right there at that hospital as well. And, you know, the gift just goes on giving, you know, and it's just so precious. But yeah, you're right. People need to be ready to give a word in season. And I agree with you, John. There is no better way to equip them. And so these things things have to come together. The pastor has to promote it aggressively week after week. He has to demonstrate it to his people by handing out copies himself throughout the week. He has to make sure that he has enough duplication equipment so that hundreds of copies can be made right after the service. When people are leaving, they don't just see a dozen copies. They see 30, 40, 50 copies. And then they can be bold to take 4, 5, 6 copies. And those copies have to be made available someplace visible in the foyer near the exit. And they really should be packaged nicely. They shouldn't be just kind of something, you know, handwritten on the labels, or, you know, some people handwrite right on the CDs. We're talking the Word of God. It should look really nice. You know, if you can put them in jewel cases and, you know, just really have a nice presentation, then the people are a lot more excited to give it out. It feels much more like a gift because it looks nice. And we're in a culture that when things look nice, people think they are nice. And you know, these retail stores go to great lengths and they spend millions of dollars to make things present well on the shelf. And we need to be doing the same thing with the Word of God. We need to put that kind of value so that when the saints come by, they feel like, wow, this is valuable. I need to hear this. And they take it. And so we want to enhance what's inside the CD or tape by making it look nice on the outside.
I think that's why a lot of the people that I offer a CD or tape to say, well, how much do I owe you for this? It's because it doesn't look like a piece of junk. It looks like it's valuable. It's important that we release the laborers into the harvest. And how do we release laborers into the harvest? We send them off with the message. And every Christian can take the message when it's recorded. Evangelists will take it as a matter of course. They'll take it by everything they say, do, and think, probably. But every Christian can be a witness. We are not asked to be witnesses. We are told we will be his witnesses. So pastors and teachers, tell your people to be witnesses. We're supposed to be. We have to be. We're required to be. It's so important. We must be his witnesses. And it's easy to be a witness by just offering an audio tape, a CD, or maybe some new format that comes along. But an audio message is so easy to be a witness with. And what is a message to go? That's making your message available immediately after your service before people go home, to take with them that very day. When people can do that, the churches that do that just about all distribute about 3 times as many messages as those that require people to get it later. So make messages available right now. It grows churches. It works everywhere. We've seen this happen time and time again.
That's so true, Johnny. And Johnny, you pioneered this thing called Free Access Masters, which is basically taking other people's messages, and they signed a contract allowing those messages to be used for ministry purposes.
Well, actually, they've signed a contract with Kingdom that gives Kingdom the right to allow everyone who buys one to make copies of it for nonprofit ministry purposes. So you don't have to worry about any legalities other than to just buy a copy. And right on it, it says that you are allowed to make copies for nonprofit ministry purposes. This was an idea I had a few years ago. I was so excited about it because I thought, why in the world are we preventing people from copying good messages and giving them away? If God's given us a message, let's take it out.
And you know, every pastor too can take these messages and add on a warm invite to their church so that these people can be discipled and be drawn into the flock. And that's so important. And Johnny, I want to highlight when you said about free access, you're not uptight if they sell these to the saints.
What I encourage churches to do is to say, look, we have a suggested donation for our tapes and CDs. If you can't afford that, give what you can. If you can't afford anything, don't give anything. If you're taking these for evangelism, take all you can use for evangelism. We would like to supply copies that are going out for evangelism. There are so many things on these Free Access Masters that benefit so many people. And the very first Free Access Masters we ever made were the New Testament, because we wanted to put the Word of God out and let anybody copy it who wanted to copy it.
Amen, Johnny. That is so important because people are not reading the Bible the way they need to. Studies have shown only 3% of this country have read even the New Testament. And so you have people that are biblically illiterate, and yet they claim to be followers of Christ. And so we really need to get the Word of God being heard audibly. And as you quoted earlier, faith doesn't come by reading the Word, it comes by hearing the Word. And so what a wonderful thing you did to make the Bible available audio format where people can make copies of it with their duplicators in their churches just for the cost of the blank media. And I know a lot of pastors are picking up on that. They're making copies of the Bible. They can offer them for a suggested donation of just like 10 bucks for the whole New Testament because that's all it's costing for the blank media. And it's an inexpensive way getting the New Testament, listening, building themselves up. And so this is a powerful way to get the Word of God in people's hearts. And also, we encourage people to record their testimonies.
We call these God stories. Every person has a God story. If you are a Christian, you have at least one God story, and that's the story of how you came to God. I believe every Christian has many God stories. They're how God answered your prayer for a particular need, how God helped you in this situation, or how God helped you in that situation. But your own testimony of how you came to God, it's your God story, and we are encouraging people to share their God stories.
Well, I know my wife and I did, and I'll tell you, we're so glad we did. We call it the greatest thing that ever happened to us. And she talks a few minutes, I talk a few minutes, and we hand this out in mass everywhere we go. And it's opened up so many opportunities. I know our neighbor was, you know, walking his dog, and we gave him this message of our testimony. He was so intrigued by that. It just opened him up to the things of God because he heard what God did in our lives. So I want to encourage everyone to do this. And you know what's a beautiful thing? When you can do it in front of your church, it's very non-threatening. What I do is I go around to different pastors and I ask pastors to open up their pulpit for just 5 minutes a Sunday for the people in their congregation to come up and share their testimony. Pastors are responding. I know one pastor I play racquetball with, Pastor Bob Vaughn. He's been opening up his pulpit every week, week after week. And what is happening is different ones are coming up, they're sharing their testimony, they're recording those testimonies, and then the people have the opportunity to share them on CD and tape just as a lifestyle. They can combine their testimony maybe with other messages, other testimonies. And I just encourage every believer to do this. Ask for it to be recorded. Spur others on to do that. What's happening in Pastor Bob's church is as more and more people are doing this, more and more people are signing up to do it because they're saying, hey, I have a testimony. God has done something in my life. And they're getting up and they're sharing. And what's happening is the people who are visiting the services they're being touched because week after week, they're hearing a different life that's been transformed by God. But these messages aren't stopping in the church house. Every person who shares their testimony are being armed with copies of that they can share with their lost family and friends.
And I encourage everyone listening to this, make a copy of your own God story, give this to someone and say, I didn't have much time to talk with you, but I'd like to share with you the greatest thing that ever happened to me. It's on this tape. It's on this CD.
And plus, we're not, you know, we encourage not just to limit it to salvation experiences, but, you know, sometimes God does something really supernatural in our lives. I mean, maybe he touches us, heals our body, delivers us from something in our lives that we've been set free from. And, you know, as people begin to freely share a significant God encounter, you know, when these things are shared, people are inspired by this. People are, their faith rises to a new level and they say, hey, it happened to that person, it can happen to me. And see, they get inspired to believe God for great things in their lives as well.
I don't know of anything more powerful other than the Word of God than somebody's testimony, what God did for them.
I think of that scripture. It says they overcame by the blood of the Lamb, the word of their testimony, and the fact that they did not love their life even unto death. And you put those three things together, and I'll tell you what, you make overcomers. Well, this has been so exciting, and I just want to encourage whoever is listening to us right now. If you're the pastor, I want to encourage you to really do the work of an evangelist and think about the fact that every one of your people have a circle of influence. All of them have maybe 100 or more people in their lives that they know by name, they think about, they pray for on occasion. And I want to appeal to you to equip them, Don't let them leave week after week without something in their hand. Insist that they walk out the door with copies of your messages. Don't make money a big deal. Let them pay whatever they can afford, you know, and let them be equipped for the coming week as they interact with their friends, their family, their coworkers, their neighbors. They have something to share, something to lead them that they can hear. Because listen, the Lord has suffered greatly for the souls of men and women. He's not wishing any to perish. And we need to be concerned that our Lord receives the reward of his sacrifice. He gave the parables over and over that even after people came in, his house was still not full, and he would send his laborers out once again. We need to think about the fact that the harvest is plentiful, but the problem is the laborers. So pastor, listen, begin to equip your people to be laborers. Every week, make sure they're equipped to have something in their hand. And if you're listening to me and you're not the pastor today, I want to encourage you to get this message to the pastor. You need to work hand in hand, side by side with him. Make sure there's enough copies for everyone to take multiple copies right after the service. And then you need to make sure that they're promoted week after week. If you're the media ministry coordinator, there's a lot you can do, but you need to work with the leadership of the church. It needs to be a team effort to get your church developing a robust audio ministry.
Great, Pat, and thank you. And on behalf of our listeners, I want to thank you, Johnny and Pat, for all this great information. This time has really been fruitful. Gentlemen, would you both be so kind as to close and seal this time that we've spent with our listeners with a word of prayer? Pat, would you start us off?
Lord, we just lift up this time we've had together, talking about things that are so near and dear to your heart, God. You want to see people rescued. You gave us a window into heaven, of all of heaven rejoicing when one, just one sinner repents. And God, we pray that your word would go forth, lives would be changed and transformed. Lord, I think of Romans 12, where you said, don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And I thank you that your word renews our mind and transforms us. And I pray that your people would be transformed by the renewing of their mind, and they would help other people to be brought into your kingdom as they repent and they begin to saturate their minds and hearts and souls in your word and also be transformed.
Father, we just thank you for all those who have been able to listen to this discussion. We thank you for them. And Lord, we ask that we might be steadfast, that you bless everyone whose heart is yours and who is trying to apply what you would have them to apply. Bless them. Bless their churches. Bring forth fruit. We ask for growth. We ask for souls to be won into your kingdom. We ask for disciples to be made.
And Lord, also, we do pray exactly the way you told us. You said to pray that the Lord of the harvest would send out laborers. You gave us that exact prayer. And Lord, we want to pray for that right now, that laborers would be sent forth from every church across this country that's preaching your word. Laborers would be thrust forth, God, out of the church house. And thank you for that, Lord. I pray that everybody would be equipped to be a laborer as they carry your word in their pockets. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Then saith he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest, into his harvest, into his harvest, into his harvest, into his harvest.
Thank you again for listening. We hope this recording has been a blessing to you. Here at Kingdom, we are always ready to serve your ministry in any way that we can. If you have any questions, please feel free to contact one of our media ministry support specialists by calling our free hotline at 1-800-788-1122 or visiting our information-packed website at www.kingdom.com. Kingdom offers other Church Growth Power modules and a large selection of free access master recordings. These are powerful, evangelistic messages that you can freely copy and hand out to the lost. Kingdom's full line of media ministry equipment is designed to multiply the impact of your church. So for a free media ministry catalog, just call 1-800-788-1122 or visit us online at kingdom.com.